Mount by Jilly Cooper.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Rutshire, 1786. The last race should have been called off, as the twin saboteurs, Night and Fog, crept stealthily over the course. Rutminster Cathedral spire, a landmark for miles around, was no longer visible. The Bishop of Rutminster, battling to ban racing, could identify neither rabble nor runners as he peered furiously out of his palace window. Nor had bitter cold nor relentless drizzle dispersed a vast crowd, swarming round the betting posts, clamouring to watch the most eagerly awaited race in years, despite there being only two contenders. The first was Rupert Black, a young adventurer, hell-raiser, hard drinker and womaniser, who possessed the hauteur of beauty but not of birth. His father was a small northern racehorse trainer, and in the late 18th century trainers were regarded as no higher than grooms. Rupert Black had no income and fewer principles, but was such an amusing fellow that a fast aristocratic set had taken him up, welcomed him into their houses and let him advise them on bloodstock, about which he was clearly an expert. Rupert Black had been called Blackguard and Black Sheep, but was more often nicknamed Rupert of the Rhone because of his dashing cavalry charges on the hunting field and his beautiful blue roan mare, Sweet Azure, whom he was riding in the race ahead. Pitted against him on a vastly superior horse called Spartan was the Honourable James Northfield, elder.